Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Yud Daled, daf 14. We left off on Yud Gimel Amud Bet, towards the middle of the page. Rekona et atzma beged mitat habaal. She acquires herself with a get, we said in the Mishnah, and mitat habaal, the dying of the husband. So the Gemara says, Bishlama get dichtiv vekatavla sefer kritut. It makes sense, a get, that she goes free, because the Torah says, write for her this book of severance, and she goes free. How do we know, though, that if the husband dies, she goes free? So the Gemara says, Svarahu, it's logic. Hu aserav, hu sharta, he forbade her, and he's permitting her. The Gemara says, hold on, with that logic, v'ha arayot, da asar lahu, v'lo shar lahu. Arayot, meaning, when the husband married her, she became forbidden to all of his relatives. Okay, so therefore, you would think that when he dies, she becomes permitted to all the relatives. But that's not what happens. She stays forbidden to his relatives forever. Why is that the case? So the Gemara says, "Ela midamar rachmana yevama she'en la banim asura." From the fact that the Torah says that a yevama who doesn't have children is forbidden to the world, ha yesh la banim. So therefore, you can infer that if she has children, then muteret, she would be permitted to the world. The Gemara says, "Hold on, v'dilma en la banim asura le'alma." Maybe if she doesn't have children, she's forbidden to the world. V'sharya li'yavam, she's permitted to her the brother-in-law. Whereas v'yesh la banim, if she had children, le'kule alma nami asura. Maybe we would say she's also forbidden to the rest of the world. The Gemara says, "Ela mida'amar rachmana almana l'kohen gadol asura." Rather, we learn it from the fact that it says that an almana is forbid, a widow is forbidden to the kohen gadol. So you can imply how the kohen had yod sharia to a regular kohen, she is permitted. So you see, when the husband dies, she becomes permitted to a regular kohen. The Gemara says, "V'dil ma kohen gadol belav lekulei alma be'aseh." Maybe she's a widow is forbidden to the kohen gadol with a negative commandment, and to the rest of the world with a positive commandment. So the Gemara says, "Hi aseh, my avite." What is that positive commandment doing? Meaning, how do you pull out a positive commandment for it to do something like that? If the husband, when he died, if he is helping her in that sense, freeing her, she becomes permitted, she should be completely permitted. If the husband dying doesn't help her, then tokma b'milta kamaita, then establish her in the initial state, how she was earlier. So the Gemara says, alama lo, why don't we say that? Afikta mimita okimta al aseh. What did it make sense that you, somebody is by marrying a kohen gadol would be chayav mita, right? They'd be liable to death. You say if she marries a regular person, you lower the death penalty from mita to a positive commandment. Does that make sense? It makes sense that in such a situation you just you diminish the penalty, diminish the punishment from mita to aseh. So the Gemara says mida dahava apsuleha muktashim. It's really, we learn it from pasula muktashin. If you have something that's hekdesh, that the animal became pasul, the me'ikara itbehu me'ila. At first, the animal had a problem with me'ila. Me'ila is when you make an animal hekdesh, you consecrate an animal, you're not allowed to benefit from that animal. Va'asura begiza va'avoda, and you're not allowed, they weren't allowed to shear the animal and use the shearings or work the animal. Parkinu, if you redeem the animal, me'ila leitbehu, there's no problem of me'ila, you can benefit from it now. Whereas begizav avodah asire, still, with shearing and working the animal, still forbidden. What do you see? That you see that the lower isur is still applicable. Sometimes a higher isur goes away, but the lower isur is still there. Eli must be midamar kra, the pasuk says, pen yamud b'milchama v'yishachar yikachena. Let's say the guy will die in the war, and another man will come and marry her. Right? So therefore, from this passage, you see that when the guy dies, the woman goes free and she's allowed to marry another man. That's what it's coming to teach us. Very good. Matki flower of Shisha Bered Ravidi. He has a contradiction. Ema man acher. Maybe in the passage when it says another person is going to marry her, who is that referring to? Yavam, it's the brother-in-law. When I said Amar Ravashi, bet teshuvot badavar. No, I have two responses. Chada, one of them, the Yavam lo ikre acher. Brother-in-law is not called acher. Ve'od, and not only that, k'tiv v'sana'a ish acharon v'katav la'sefer k'ritut o ki'amuta ish acharon. It says that the last man, the later man, hated her and wrote her a book of severance, a get, or he died. So what is it saying? Get and death are connected. V'itkash mita le'gerushin. It's making a connection between death and a get. Ma gerushin sharia v'gomeret. Just like a get finish, it makes her permitted and finishes the job. So too, af mita sharia v'gomeret. So too, death, the death of the husband, is permitting her to the world, and it's finishing the job. The Gemara says, "Va'yevaman niknet." We learn in the Mishnah, "Yevaman niknet v'biyah." The yevamah, this woman whose husband died, they don't have children. She's acquired through relations. So the Gemara says, "Bebi'am minalan." How do we know she's acquired through relations? Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "Yevamah yavo aleha ulkachal lo leisha." Says that a yevamah, the brother-in-law comes and sleeps with her and takes her as a wife. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ema lekule milta ki'isha." Why don't we say that makes her completely like a wife in all aspects and every respect? Meaning that the same way a wife can be acquired with kesef, shtar, and also bi'ah. So it would say the yevama can also be acquired with kesef and shtar and bi'ah. So the Gemara says, "Lo sakadatach." Don't think that. The Tani, the writer says, "Yachol yu kesef u'shtar gomrim ba kederech she'ab bi'ah gomeret ba." Is it possible that a person they would be able to acquire a yevama with money and documents just like relations? The Gemara says, "Tamul nomar." The pasuk says, "Vivama." Vibema. It says vibema, meaning that bi'ah gomeret ba ve'en kesef u'shtar gomrim ba. It must be relations that finishes the job with the sister-in-law, and not money or a document. So the Gemara says, imken. If that's the case, lemakra ve'yibem. It would have just said ve'yibem. My vibema. Why does it say? Sorry, I skipped the line. Ve'ema my vibema. Why are we saying that's what vibema means? Why don't we say? Maybe it's saying that he's able to acquire her, the brother-in-law is able to do yibum with her against her will. So the Gemara says, imken, if that's the case, lema kra vibem. It would have just said vibem. My vibema, why is it saying vibema? Shema minatarte. It's coming to teach two things, that number one, you can't acquire the ibama with kesef and shtar. And number two, you can even do it against her will. The Gemara says, Mishnah said, bechalitza. And with chalitza, so the Gemara says, Minalan. From where do we know this? Dichtiv, Minikasha Moy be Israel, Beit Chalutza Naal, Kivan Shechalatzba, Naal, Huterad Kol Israel. Once they did the process of Chalitza, she takes off his shoe, she spits in front of him. Once that process is done, she becomes permitted to the whole world. Hai Israel, Achiv Da'ata. That's what the word Israel in the Pasuk is coming to teach us. Hamibayilay, the Chatetani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. I thought it was coming to teach us Rav Shmuel's opinion. Be Israel, be Beitin shel Israel, velo be Beitin shel of the Kochamim. It's coming to teach us that it has to be in the Beitin of Israel and not in the Beitin of the Goyim. So the Gemara says, betray be Israel k'tiveh. It says it be Israel twice in the Pesukim. So therefore you can learn both of them. The Gemara says, v'akati mi bayile lechedetanya. I would have thought you still need it for the Beraita, the following Beraita. Amar bi Yehuda, pam achat hayinu yoshuvim lifnei Rabbi Tarfon. We were sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon. Uvata yivama lechlotz, and a woman whose husband died came to do chalitza. V'amar lanu, and Rabbi Tarfon said to us, anu kulechem ve'imru chalutza nal, chalutza nal. All of you say, chalutza nal. Meaning it sounds like you learned this from Israel. So the Gemara says, no, ha'omin v'nikra shemo nafka. No, over there, that's from the words v'nikra shemo. That's where we learn it from. But really, you have two be'israels in the psukim that you can learn the two other lessons from. Then we said, mitata yavam, she goes free with the death of the brother-in-law. Minalan, how do we know that? Kal v'chomer, it's a kal v'chomer. Uma eshet ish, shehi bechenek, another man's wife, if she cheats, that's chenek, strangulation, mitata ba'al matirata, the husband dying permits her. Yevama, she belav, a sister-in-law, she went and slept with someone. That would be, while waiting for the yavam, that would be a negative commandment, not as strict. Lo kol shekhen, is it not all the more so that the death of the yavam would permit her? And Gemara says, hold on. Ma le'eshet ish sheken yotza beget. Tomar bezo she'en yotza beget. What? Another man's wife goes free with a divorce. This yevama doesn't go free with a divorce. How can you compare the two? So the Gemara says, Hanami yotza v'chalitza. Yeah, but this another man's wife goes free with chalitza. So it has something that the eshet ish doesn't have either. And they each have something to go free with. Ela mala eshet ish, sheken osera matira. Oh, but the eshet ish, the one that forbade her, is permitting her. Her husband, who made her forbidden to the world, is permitting her when he dies. So the Gemara says, so too the yevama. Amar Ravashi, Hanami osera matira. The one who forbades her is permitting her. Yavam osera, yavam sharela. The brother-in-law is binding to her, and she cannot marry anyone else. And if he dies, he's permitting her. The one who forbades is permitting. Where says v'tehe eshet ish yotzav chalitza mikal v'chomer? Okay, why don't we say another man's wife should be able to get a divorce with chalitza from a kal v'chomer? Uma yevama she'ena yotzav beget yotzav chalitza. Yevama who doesn't go free with a get, she goes free with chalitza. Zo, this eshet ish, she yotza beget, she goes free with the get, in odin, she yotza bechalitza, is it not all the more so, she should go free with chalitza? That's why the pasuk says, Amar Kra, sefer kritut. It needs to be sefer korta, vein davar acher korta. Only the severance of a book, meaning a get, can divorce her and nothing else. So the Gemara says, v'tehe yevama yotza beged mikal v'chomer. Why don't we say that yevama, she gets to go free with a get from a kal v'chomer? How do we know? Uma eshet ish she'in yotza v'chalitza yotza beged. Another man's wife, she doesn't go free with chalitza, but she goes free with a get. Zo, this yevama, she yotza v'chalitza, she goes free with chalitza. Einodin she yotza beged, is it not all the more so she goes free with a get? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Kacha. Kacha is coming to teach us. Kacha ikuva. Kacha is coming to restrain. It's coming to constrain us from something. Constrain us from something. And therefore, you're unable to learn that she would be able to go free with a get. This Yevama would be able to go free with a get. So now the Gemara takes a side question. The Gemara says, hold on. V'kolhecha de'ika ikuva lo darshe kal v'chomer. Anytime there's some type of constraint holding us back, you can't learn a kal v'chomer. V'hayom ha-kippurim, we have v'hayom ha-kippurim, d'chtiv, it says, goral v'chuka. It says, when they would pick the animals, there was, let's look in the pasukim, it says, v'natan aron al-shnei ha-seirim goralot, you would do a lot, aron ha-kohen. Goral echad la-adonai, v'goral echad la-azazel. One of the animals would be for Hashem, one of them would be for Azazel. And it says, v'chuka, in the pasuk also. So the Gemara says, v'tanya, we have a braita. Those sound like those words are constraining words. So the Gemara says, the Baraita says, "Vasau chatat, hagoral osay chatat, ve'en Hashem osay chatat." In the case of Yom Kippur, what makes the animal a chatat is not designating its name. Aaron HaKohen had to take a lot. One of the animals would become designated for Azazel, and one for God. That's how it would become a chatat, but not by designating a name. So the Gemara says, "Shiachol, I would have thought ba'alo dinu, it's a kal v'chomer." And let's say in a case like a person who took an oath and didn't keep their oath, they have to bring a sin offering, they have to bring a chatat. So therefore, how do they bring it? They are mikadeshet, but they designate a name, they designated chatat offering. They do it by name and not by a lot. So in a case like that, where the lot would not make the animal consecrated, or would not make the animal a chatat offering, but designating it would, makom shekidesh ha-goral eino din shekidesh Hashem. In a case like Yom Kippur, where the lot is designating the animal to be a chatat, is it not all the more so that designating the animal itself, saying this will be a chatat, will designate it as a kal v'chomer? So the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar, that's why the pasuk says, ve'asau chatat, ha-goral ose chatat, ve'en Hashem ose chatat. Only the lot for Yom Kippur makes the animal a chatat, and nothing else. And where it says, "V'ta'ama deme'atei kra," this is only because the pasuk is excluding it. Ha'lav achi, if it wasn't for that, Darshina kal v'chomer would have learned the kal v'chomer. Afagav dechtiv bechuka, even though it says the word chuka, a statute. So even though there's a constraining word, there's a word that's holding back over here, you see, we would have still learned the kal v'chomer if it wasn't for the pasuk over here. So the Gemara says, "Amakra," that's why the pasuk says, "La v'lo le'evama." It's for her and not for le'evama. Right? Meaning what? Meaning to say what? What are we trying to say? How do you explain that? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, here, Hava Darshina Kal V'chomer, Lavi Mashalo Nichtav V'parasha V'avagav Ikuva. So it says, La Dechtiv V'katav La. The Pasuk says, what does it say? V'katav La. You write for her a get, meaning her and not for Yevama. You can't write the get for Yevama. Therefore, you cannot derive from your Kal V'chomer saying that the get should be a get can divorce a Yevama. That's what it's trying to teach. So the Gemara then says, hold on. Ve'ema la lishma. Why don't you say the word la is coming to say it has to be written, the get has to be written for the sake of the woman, but it can also be written for the sake of Yevama. So tre la ktive. It says la twice. Ve'akat, so therefore you can learn both things. Ve'akat mi baile. I still have a question. Chad la lishma. Ve'idach la, ve'lo la lech ve'la chavrta. I would have thought one of the laws is saying that the get can be written only for her. It has to be written specifically for her. The other law is saying that a get has to be written only for one person. You cannot write a get for two people who have the same name and give it to both of them. You can't do it for two friends who have the same name. So, Ela Amar Kra, therefore the Pasuk says, Na'al. It says, Na'al, the shoe. Na'al. In midi acharin elo, a woman, Yevama, can only be released through chalitza, through removing the shoe and spitting in front of the man, and not from any other way.
No get.
The Gemara says, "V'hai na lahachi udata." That's what Shu in the pasuk is coming to teach us. Hai mi bayle lechadetanya. I thought it's coming to teach us the following baraita. Na'alo, it says na'alo his shoe. Enli ela na'alo. I would have thought it's only his shoe you can work. How do we know any person's shoe would work for such a process? The pasuk says na'al. Na'al riba. It had an extra time. It says na'al. It didn't just say na'alo. It said na'al also. So therefore, any person's shoe, stam, general, would work for the process of chalitza. So why does it say his shoe? Na'alo hara'oi lo. Because it has to be fit for him. It has to be a shoe that fits him. If the shoe is too big and he can't walk in it, no good. Or if the shoe is too small that it doesn't cover the majority of his foot, that is no good either. Or let's say sandals that don't have a heel, that also doesn't work. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, why is it? It should have just said na'al. My ha'anal. Why does it say with a hey? Ha'anal. Shmamina tarte. It's coming to teach us two things. Meaning, what are the two things? What are the two things coming to teach us? Meaning, I would have thought, since the word shoe, if it would have just said the word shoe, it would make sense. But why did it say ha-na'al? It says the shoe. So, he was asking, hold on, you're already using the word na'al for something else. So how can you use the word na'al to say that it has to be a shoe that's releasing the evama and not a get? So I would have thought that really it sounds like you can even release a yivama, meaning you would even be able to release a yivama by a get. The Gemara says, no. The fact, if it would have said na'al shu, you're right. I can't use the same word for two things. But the fact that it says an extra hey, I can learn out one of them. The hey, the extra hey maybe is coming to add in this extra part that it has to be his shoe, or has to be a shoe that fits him. And hana'al, the fact that it's not just na'al, it's not just a shoe, but it's hana'al, it's extra hey, it's coming to teach us that only a shoe can release a yevama, and no other source, not a get. Very good. New Mishnah. Eved ivri nikne bekesef uvishtar. A Hebrew slave can be acquired through money and through a document. Vekone et atzmo vishanim uviyovel vigeron kesef. And he can acquire himself through years. Which year? The sixth year. The sixth year he can acquire himself back. Or with the Yovel year. Or Giron Kesef. Giron Kesef, we discussed this earlier. This is a very interesting idea. Is whenever you serve someone, if let's say he bought you for $1,000, or let's say $6,000 for 6 years. Now, 2 years passed, and you want to buy yourself out, you can depreciate the value of what you've served him for. So 2 years I've served him, I owe him 4 more years, $4,000, I pay him $4,000, and that's Giron Kesef. Yetera lav ama Yivriya. This Amaha Ivriya, this Hebrew maidservant, woman, she is as additional, shekona et atzma besimanin. She acquires herself with signs, with adult signs. And when she starts having pubic hairs and she becomes of the age of 12, she can acquire herself. Hanirza, if let's say a person after his time slavery, he says, I want to continue, I like my master. So they do a nirza, they puncture a hole in his ear. So the Gemara says, "Hanirtzan nikne beretzia." He can be acquired through retzia, through this hole. Vekone et atzmo biyovel mitata adon. He can acquire himself with yovel, the yovelier, or the death of the master. So the Gemara says, "Eved ivri nikne bekesef minalan." How do we know a Hebrew slave can be acquired through money? Amarka, the pasuk says, "Mikesef miknato." Melamed she niknet bekesef. It's very clear that he's acquired through money. Ashkachan eved ivri hanimka loved kochavim. That's a Hebrew slave sold to a goy. Because a goy can only acquire with money. So only acquiring is with money. Nimkar la Israel minalan. How do we know that even a Jew can acquire eved ivri with money? Amarka the pasuk says vehefda melamed shemigarat pidyonav v'yotza. This is referring to the Hebrew maidservant, the woman, that she, like we said, she can depreciate the value of the years and can buy herself out. So the Gemara says, Ashkechan amaha ivriya, that's amaha ivriya. Hoil mikacha bekesef, mikanya bekesef. Just like she gets kiddushin with money, she gets acquiring with money. Hold on, eved ivri minalan. What about an eved ivri? How do we know about an eved ivri? How do we know about a regular Hebrew slave that he can be acquired with money? So the Gemara says, Amarka, the pasuk says, "Ki macher lecha achicha ivri o ivriya v'avadecha sheshanim." It says that a Jewish brother or sister is sold to you, and he serves you for 6 years. So makish ivri leivriya, it makes a connection between the man Hebrew slave and the woman Hebrew slave. So we connect it to the ama ivriya. So the Gemara says, "Ashkechan macheruhu beitin." That's only if the beitin sold him. Oil v'nimkar bal korcho, he's sold against his will. Whereas mocher atzmo minalan, how do we know if he sells himself that he can be acquired with money? So the Gemara says, Yalib Sakhir Sakhir. We can learn out a Gezerah Shava of Sakhir Sakhir. to be able to teach us that. One is in Beit Din, one is if he sells himself, therefore he can be able to learn it out from there. Hanicha leman di yaliv sachir sachir, that's only according to the opinion that learns out gzera shava from sachir sachir. Ela leman de lo yaliv sachir sachir, according to the opinion that says we don't learn out of gzera shava sachir sachir, ma yikalamim, or what are you going to say? So Amarka, the pasuk says, vechi tasig. It adds a vav, vechi tasig, musaf al inyan rishon vilman elyon mitachton. There's two cases. There's the case of, there's the earlier case and the latter case. So he's learning Elyon, the earlier case, Mitachton from the latter case. Saying, with the extra Vav, since there's an extra Vav in the Pasuk, you can come and learn from the latter section by comparison. So since the earlier section is talking about a Jew who sells himself to another Jew, we can learn that a Jew who sells himself to another Jew from with money, just like a Jew who sells himself to a Goy, meaning the latter case is talking about, let's say, a Jew who sells himself to a Goy. The earlier case is talking about a Jew who sells himself to a Jew. How do we know that a Jew who sells himself to a Jew, that can be acquired through money? Because it says, v'chi tasig, extra vav, and so therefore we can learn from Elyon, mitachton, we can learn from the latter case to the earlier case that even a Jew who sells himself to another Jew can be acquired through kesef.
Meaning that transaction was through kesef?
Yes, that like transaction through kesef would work, meaning we would have thought maybe...
How do we know kesef? Could be another way of
doing that. No, because we learned out from kesef. It says, mi kesef miknato. But that was only talking about to a goy. Now we're trying to learn how it's from a Jew. So how do you know if a Jew sold to a Jew can be acquired through kesef? Because we learn out from the goy. We learn out if a Jew sold to a goy can be acquired through kesef. So to a Jew sold to a Jew can be acquired through kesef. Okay, very good. We'll stop there for today. Do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on Yud Gimel Amud Bet by talking about the cases that a woman acquires herself. We said by a get and by the death of the husband. And we said, how do we know the death of the husband? And we went through all the details of how we understand that she can also be acquired through the death of her husband. Okay, then we got into the question of that the Yevama, she gets acquired through the Chalitza and the death of the Yevam. So the Gemara was asking, how do we know? We were discussing because we learn it out, we can learn out from Kal Vachomer, and the Gemara was trying to learn out many different Kal Vachomers back and forth to try to prove points, but it was going a lot of details back and forth. As we got to the Amud Bet, then we started with a new Mishnah about an Eved Ivri, that an Eved Ivri can be acquired through Kesef, through Shtar, and he can acquire himself with sixth year, Yovel, and Giron Kesef. And then we said the difference with Eved Ivri and Amay Ivri is Amay Ivri can also be acquired through Simanim. And the last part of the daf was really, how do we know that an Eved Ivri can be acquired through Kesef? So we learned out that to a Goy he can be acquired through Kesef. How do we know to a Jew? And then we learned it out from a Goy. But just like he can be acquired to a Goy, there, and it says V'chi, Tasig, extra Vav, it's a continuation. So therefore we learn, Elyon Mitafton, we can learn from the case of the Goy, that just like a Jew can be acquired to a Goy with Kesef, so too a Jew can be acquired to a Jew with Kesef. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.